To start off today, just want to recognize Gary Barnidge on being named our 2015 Walter Payton Man of the Year recipient. It's no secret Gary's had a tremendous impact for us on the field, but he's had just as big an impact off the field as well. As many of you know, he's very active in the community and just an outstanding example of what's right about our team, the way he represents us, the NFL, what he stands for. It's obvious football is very important to him. You know, he's taken that overseas with his American Football Without Barriers Foundation. He's done free clinics, I believe, in China, Brazil, and Turkey. I think he had one plan for Egypt, and it ended up getting canceled because there was some type of militant uprising near where he was supposed to do it. So the only thing he got out of it is somebody sent me a picture of him on a camel, showed it in the team meeting today. But no, he's been tremendous, great asset to our community. Countless visits to hospitals, providing shoes for underprivileged kids, getting them to games. He's been very active on his Tuesday. So he's certainly very deserving. As Craig Robertson was a year ago, Gary's very deserving this recognition. And we're all very proud of him for the success that he's had on and off the field. As you all know, we made the decision to start Austin on Sunday. Austin did a good job coming in the game Monday night. He's worked extremely hard throughout the season on his preparation in that room. Does an outstanding job, whether it's preparing himself, assisting the other guys in being ready. We feel he deserves this opportunity. He did some good things Monday night, and we expect to see more good things on Sunday. Obviously, the Bengals are a very familiar opponent. Just faced them a month ago, coming off a strong performance, and we're expecting to see their best. So, on the injury front, the players all listed with concussions will not practice. Everyone else on the report will be available for practice at least in a limited basis. I'll open it up.
Mike, yesterday, as far as the quarterbacks, you alluded to this being a decision for this week. Is this literally a week-by-week kind of thing now?
I talked to the quarterbacks this morning, and I just said kind of given where we are, what our circumstances are, that it's safe to say now that this is a weekly thing. I mean, the decision was made. It's Austin for this week, and not going to go beyond that.
Mike, did you just think that 1 week was not a long enough punishment for Johnny?
I don't want to get into punishment and length of it. Just felt, given the circumstances where we had placed him, kind of what we had done as a result of what had happened, that Austin was above him. And went out and played well. And like I said, deserves this opportunity. To me, it's more about Austin and seeing what he can do than it is necessarily about length of punishment.
Austin played well Sunday, would then he tend to keep the job?
Said we'll revisit this. These are two players that we both want to see play is the bottom line. So, like I said, I don't want to declare, hey, this is what it's going to be here on out. These are two young quarterbacks that have upside, and we want to see what that upside is. So, Austin's the guy for this week.
What would Johnny have to do to get back to the point where he could start a game?
Just continue to work. Continue to work. I mean, that's do his job.
Let me ask you this before, but on this whole quarterback situation, since you've been here, has been bigger than
less than ideal. Is that what you're trying to say, Jeff?
And so, I mean, what has that been like as a head coach to deal with? Especially as a head coach who, you haven't had to deal with.
It's part of the job, and I think what makes it easy, I know there's other circumstances that get involved, but when you have a position coach that you trust in that room and a coordinator and guys that on the staff that you can lean on for their football opinion. I'm not on an island when I make these decisions. I make the final call, and I'll have strong opinions one way or the other. But it's either gets confirmed or denied by people that I trust, and that makes it easier. But it, for us, it comes down to football decisions. I know once you get to the point in the year where we are now, that there's some bigger picture down the, you know, some down the road things that factor into it. But I know what I hear. I understand your point, and it's been less than ideal. But it's, you know, so the circumstances that we deal with, and we press forward. Pat had a question.
I know you got a lot to juggle in terms of quarterback decision, but how do you weigh with the team, you know, if you do go back and forth and play different guys, you know, for the final five games? How does that
work? I don't, because I don't think our guys are strangers to that. I mean, if you look at last year, we ended up playing three. I know that in recent history, or not so recent history, that for a variety of circumstances, that there's been different guys playing quarterback, that there hasn't been the continuity that we're all searching for at that position. So I think our guys have dealt with it. I think those guys in the offensive huddle, I don't see any issues. You look at the quarterback room and the production and the leadership that has come from it this year, and you say let's rank what our issues have been, what our problems have been. That room's not near the top. We feel good about what we've gotten. I mean, there's certainly been mistakes made and a lot of learning experiences, but at the same time, we feel pretty good about the production that we've gotten from that room. So. I don't think it'll be an issue for the other guys in the huddle. Well, he's brought back as a receiver, and the thinking behind that is early in the year. It was truly for us. It was a roster spot decision. It was hard to justify that spot when we had other needs and having to have other guys up he essentially that was kind of on the list for a long time. Hey, we'd like to get him back. This is an explosive athlete that we think over time can master the position. I just felt the time was right to get him back here, get him practicing, playing wide out. But the insurance policy that he does give us, especially now with Josh being hurt, is you at least have a viable third quarterback on the roster, a guy that's played the position in the league, that's had production. As you know, Brown, we'd prefer to see Brian Hartline playing wide receiver and not quarterback.
Anyone with Terrell, obviously you're short at the position, so what are the odds that Terrell's going to see some playing time, maybe not so much this week, but going forward?
Yeah, I think this week would be difficult, but we'll see where he is and what he's retained and what kind of shape he's in. I mean, he was truly a work in progress. It was well documented during training camp that he was competing against guys that have spent virtually their entire football existence at wide receiver, and now he's trying to make the conversion. We think that the skill set is there to do it, but it's a time thing, and that's why this is a big explosive athlete that we felt we could get back here and start to get him coached up, and if we can hopefully find a limited role, like you said. I don't know if it'll be this week, but before the season is over, then I think we'd all like to see that.
We were watching Davis play quarterback for the Rams last year. You run through the skill set of what he brings to the team.
Well, I think a big part of it with Austin is the mental, that he is as prepared as any quarterback that I've been around. That he is relentless in that way, and so I think he goes into games with, in his mind, I think processing speed, that he's rehearsed it so many times in his head, that I think he gets the ball out and he's decisive, maybe quicker than some other guys. So I think that's one where we see the skill set is the intangible stuff. Two, I think the guys around him, they respect him, they see how passionate he is, and then from a physical standpoint. He's got some mobility when the pocket's clean for him and he can step up. I mean, he's got some arm strength to him as well. I think he demonstrated that the other night, the corner route that he threw in front of our bench to Travis and then the touchdown. I think we're both good examples of his arm. So, he's young and hasn't had a ton of starts, and you know, what he's shown us on the practice field and the little bit that he got in the game has all been encouraging. We're hopeful. He's going to practice today. He'll be one of those guys that I referenced practicing on a limited basis. Randy as well. I don't know if Randy is as close as Joel is, but Randy will definitely get some individual work today and see if that warrants giving him some teamwork. We're not going to be as full bore as we normally would on a Wednesday, given the short turnaround. You know, guys are that much further, less removed from the game. So today won't be as physical a day. I think tomorrow for both those guys will be more of a telling day. Today we'll get a lot of stuff done, more in a walk-through, jog-through type mentality.
Mike, is Joe Thomas and Alex Mack normally not on the field goal protection team? And why would that be? Why wouldn't they be on the field?
Tabes trains all those guys throughout camp, so he knows who the best guys are at those particular jobs in those spots, and puts that lineup together accordingly. Not speaking for Joe, but you don't see a lot of NFL centers necessarily that stay because they're not the long snapper. But that's where we are with that. Good, Pat.
Worst case scenario with a young guy who may get unhappy is he may ask for a trade. Have you noticed any dissatisfaction or disgruntlement from Manziel that might indicate that could be coming, or that he's unhappy to the point of not wanting to be around Cleveland?
I haven't seen that. I mean, he was, we've had really, and I'll keep it private, but very good discussions about what's happened, what did happen, and the future, and I see no indication of that.
Mike, you called the quarterback situation for you less than ideal over the 2 years, and you have gotten good play from that position, mm-hmm. but just the situation in general, how much has that hindered progress?
Well, I just think if you just look at the entire league, when you have a long term answer and you have continuity at that position and the offense can be built around the skill set and the mentality that you have, that presence that everybody's looking to that position for leadership, and when that's bedrock, I mean you're in much better shape. I mean, and that's what the teams, that it's the haves and the have nots, that's what the teams are looking for. That we felt that we had a good answer this year, and Josh, unfortunately, he's had some injury issues. And then, like I said, I referenced earlier, we got two young guys that are more than talented enough to play in this league, and we're going to see what they can do.
Is it absolutely the first thing that a franchise has to get right?
Yeah, I think if you're ranking your positions of priority, and we do the exercise, is what are the most important positions generically if I'm starting a franchise? Quarterback's going to be 1 through 5, just the nature of the position and all that goes with it.
Like, you've had to make several of these quarterback decisions. Was this one today or yesterday any more difficult than the other ones, just given kind of all of the moving parts and the factors with Johnny and Austin?
There was a lot discussed. I wouldn't say it was from our end as a staff it was that difficult. We could have. I mean, that's a little bit dicey when you're fringe field goal, and that's very subjective by the referee. It has to time up. If you jump a hair late, or if you're not the adjacent, it's a little bit different when it's a tight end and a wing. If you're not the adjacent player to who jumped, and that situation just doesn't come up very often. But that was, we discussed that after the game.
Mike,